You will deny me three times. What's worse than doing something that undermines someone who you love? Mark's account seems to give us the answer here. Letting someone down when you were warned about it in advance and were absolutely confident that you would never do it. This short verse encapsulates powerfully Peter's horror at doing something he swore he would never do. The Greek for "he began to weep" is slightly odd here and not at all easy to translate. In fact, scholars do not agree on how to translate the phrase that literally means something like, "and having lain upon, he began to weep." In a sense, however, the clunky, awkward Greek makes the sentiment even more powerful. Peter was beside himself with horror and grief. The fact that the Greek is uncomfortable and makes you trip communicates this powerfully. Peter had done the unthinkable and now had to live with what he had done. The Gospels, each in their own way, remind us that this catastrophic failure was not the end for Peter. In each Gospel, the resurrection accounts make it clear that Jesus forgave Peter for his denial. Mark's own version of Peter's restoration is the message given by the angel to the women at the tomb. There, the angel says, "But go, tell his disciples and Peter." This could be read as a suggestion that Peter is no longer a disciple. But it is more likely that the explicit naming of Peter is a sign that he is very much included. We know that after the resurrection, Jesus forgave Peter. What we don't know is how long it took Peter to forgive himself.